This is Insight Live on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Tomorrow morning, the first committee hearing for AB 392, the Weber bill, begins at 8:30 at the Capitol in Sacramento. This is one of two bills focused on changing the police use of force in California. You've heard extensive coverage about it here on CAP Radio. The fight around these bills is just gearing up. It's going to be intense. CalMatters political reporter Laurel Rosenhall is with me in the studio. We're going to talk more about the hearing, the bills, and she's produced a new podcast focused on this debate. It's called Force of Law. Hi, Laurel. Glad to have you back
Hi, Beth. In the studio.
Is this political debate happening because of the Stephon Clark case? Or if I put it another way, would it be happening now if the Stephon Clark case hadn't happened?
It absolutely is happening now because of Stephon Clark's death last year. Obviously, most of your listeners probably know that he was killed by the Sacramento police about a year ago. He was unarmed and he was in his grandparents' backyard. Of course, the police who shot him didn't know that at the time. They thought he was holding a gun. They had no idea whose backyard he was in. And the district attorney has deemed it a justified shooting.
Let me pause you there because that's where activists jump in. They decide that they are going to change California law. And what is it that they really hope to do as they began this very public debate?
Mm-hmm. So the idea is to make the standard for justifying shooters, justifying shootings tougher than it is right now. And in turn, by doing that, to prevent some shootings from taking place. This is an idea that activists, the ACLU and other civil rights activists, have actually had for many years and had tried to get introduced in the legislature before Stephon Clark was killed. But they found interest on the legislature's part after he died. And so that's kind of where you see the connection between between his death and this policy proposal.
Is the divide on this as clear as activists and families who have lost loved ones on one side and police and law enforcement officers who have to face these kinds of decisions on the other?
Yes. For the most part, yes. And what we're going to probably see in the Capitol this year is how much those two groups can come together. Can they come together behind any kind of compromise policy that both sides can find pieces of it that they would support? Or is this going to be a situation where sort of one side gets their way and the other one doesn't?
So the Weber bill, which starts through the hearing process tomorrow, deals with this issue of reasonable versus necessary in when police officers can engage a suspect with deadly force. There is a competing bill that talks about best practices. Going in, is there more support for one versus the other? Looking as an outsider, it has seemed like there have been shifting sands.
I think that's what we'll start to see in the upcoming weeks when the bills get their hearings. To me, those bills represent each side in this debate sort of where they are in their starting points, right? When you think about the process unfolding over a series of months and negotiations happening gradually along the way, right now, each policy represents each side's sort of starting point, and we'll see how much they move as they each go through their process.
You're listening to Laurel Rosenhall. She is a political reporter with CalMatters. CalMatters has launched a new podcast. It's called Force of Law. It is specifically aimed at these two different bills and the effort to change the regulation of police shootings in the state. I want to play some of the first episode. Laurel, we're going to hear your voice. I think it shows how accessible this very complicated and tough debate can be.
I'm a reporter for CalMatters. For years, I've covered the state capitol in Sacramento. And before we get too deep into this story, I want to explain a couple things about politics in the statehouse. The police have a ton of political power. And at the same time, there's a lot of outrage over the killing of Stephon Clark. Those competing forces will shape how politicians determine whether this is the year California enacts the nation's toughest statewide standard for justifying lethal force.
Not only California, then the country is watching what happens.
Yeah, and it's really interesting. You know, this this policy that Assemblymember Weber has proposed is pulling in elements that are in place in other cities and other states. But the way it's been explained to me is that this would be sort of the first policy that kind of does all of these things together. And in some ways, so it is being watched. It is being watched across the country.
It can be complicated and in the weeds, as we say, to walk through the bill's process. And the public at this point isn't going to be voting on this issue on an upcoming ballot. However, is it fair to say this may be the or at least one of the most intense battles that happens in this session?
It definitely is up there in the top handful of kind of biggest fights we'll see in the Capitol this year, for sure.
So the competing bill is Senate Bill 230. It is the Caballero bill. And in this first episode, you really deal with both, but you take us back in time to show us how you got to this point. And that means going back a decade to the killing of Oscar Grant in Oakland at the Fruitvale Station and the momentum that started then and continued with Stephon Clark's death. So here's another clip from the CalMatters Force of Law podcast.
Within days of the shooting, news coverage says, people were watching one witness video on YouTube 1,000 times an hour. That eyewitness footage compelled Grant's family to seek justice.
When I saw the video, I was just so struck with pain and anger and hurt. I knew it was something I had to do.
This is Cephas X Johnson.
Spell C as in Charlie, E as in Edward, P as in Paul.
Most people call him Uncle Bobby. He's Oscar Grant's uncle. I spoke with him at his house in San Jose, where Afrocentric art and posters of his nephew cover the living room walls. He's talking about his decision to start a national organization to support families affected by police violence and agitate for changes to the law.
Once we got through the funeral, I can remember sitting at home at my mother's house, and we was watching the community in outrage, protesting. You know, I could see the rebellion taking place. And that helped me realize just how loved Oscar was. And it was because of that that gave me some balance to comprehend on how I can become a part of getting justice for Oscar.
That's from the CalMatters podcast, Force of Law. We'll post a link to it, and you can find it wherever you get your podcasts. In the frame of reference, Laurel, of current day Capitol politics and the Stephon Clark case, how was it to go back in time and look at the Oscar Grant killing and how social media suddenly made this whole topic change in people's awareness?
Yeah, so obviously Stephon Clark's killing was a real turning point in terms of this issue hitting the Capitol. But every time I asked people kind of like, how did we get here? You know, what is going on that led to this point of it being on the front burner in the, you know, biggest state in the country? There was always this discussion about sort of the larger societal changes that we've seen in the last decade. And, you know, their technological changes have been enormous. The police body cameras have become very common. Every single person walks around with a video camera in their pocket now. That didn't used to be the case. So we're seeing, you know, a lot more footage of these incidents than we ever used to see. And of course, social media, you know, that has allowed people to kind of broadcast this footage and these images. And so all of those things together have kind of created this momentum to get where we are right now. And Oscar Grant's case 10 years ago in Oakland was one of the first really large cases that was captured by kind of just bystander video. So that was very unusual and new and kind of groundbreaking. And also what was really unusual is that the officer who killed him was charged with murder. And that happens in a minute percentage of these cases. And so it was an opportunity to look at something to kind of draw a contrast, to look at something that is what a lot of the civil rights advocates are pushing for now, is to see more prosecutions, to set a higher standard as a way not just to get more cops prosecuted, but also as a way to try to prevent shootings in the first place.
And there was a conviction in the Oscar Grant case.
Yes, but he was convicted of manslaughter, not murder. So there are some people who feel like he wasn't, you know, fully held accountable. But
I'm asking you this in a speculative way, of course. But did cell phone video and the intense usage of it at the time actually push law enforcement to institute more body cam usage to have its own response to what the public was doing, to what citizens were doing?
You know, I think that that would make sense, but I don't actually have a solid answer on that. I mean, obviously the technologies were both emerging, and I think that there's a strong feeling from, you know, both the community side and the law enforcement side that there's some benefits to, you know, to the body cameras. So it makes sense that these sort of technologies were happening in tandem. Mm.
So let's get back to the bill process that starts tomorrow. Then what's ahead later this month and after that?
So tomorrow, as you mentioned, there is a hearing on Shirley Weber's use of force bill. I know that there are activists from around the state that are going to show up. There's probably going to be a very big crowd. And then in later in April is probably going to be the first hearing on Senator Caballero's bill, which is the law enforcement sort of solution for how to reduce police shootings. A date has not been set, but it's widely anticipated to be toward the end of April.
All right. Again, we'll post a link to the podcast series, which has just begun. Episode 1 focuses on the Oscar Grant case in Oakland and others. It is called Force of Law. And Laurel, it's always a pleasure to have you here and to have your reporting be part of the show.
Thanks so much, Beth. Good to be here.
Laurel Rosenhall is a political reporter with CalMatters. Tomorrow, by the way, we're going to get a live report from that hearing from Ben Adler. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio.